Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Casey Cox. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Casey Cox. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen catches it and throws to first to double up Klimchuk. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox strikes out. 1 out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMullen for the out. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sims hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Zoilo Virals now playing second base. Hank Allen pinch hits for Lime. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Brant Alia pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing right field. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats French for the out. Two outs. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-4 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.